Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know, like, it's 12% of this, and it's 5% of this, and it's 2% of this. Like, I really don't care.
I think Bill's getting a little testy with everybody here.
This is very Belichickian. This is the first time that Bill O'Brien's kind of, I think he's kind of feeling some pressure.
Plus, you made the choice on these quarterbacks.
This is your guy? Yeah, it's tough.
Did you see Gary Patterson taking a little shot at Baylor?
I just hope when they all come out and all done, that you report and you cover it just as strongly as what you've covered what you want to do here, because it's not even close to what happened south here.
Now, that could be a lot of places.
I think what it means.
I think he may mean, you know, that murder that happened in Antarctica. I kind of love all the little coaching wars going on now. Patterson and Browles obviously don't like each other. Now you got the Kingsbury versus Bielema.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. According to Jong and what several people have told me, 3 stars for that place, but all 1 star since the lawsuit. So anyway, hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. And put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you do all those things, please put odds on it. That's simple. So for the third hour here, we can do whatever you want.
Okay, good. Because I've got some advice I need.
Awesome. Because all we really have here is Morons of the Week at the end. And guess what? You're going to be happy. Only 2 people get to win.
Good.
The winner's going to get to choose between UFC 192 tickets and Dynamo Colorado Rapids tickets. And second, we'll get the other one. So if you want UFC 192 tickets, be here for the last segment. And by the way, if you missed anything, including the 2 things you just heard, all available on podcastarena.com. Full show podcast, segment by segment. You can go check it out. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio, on the ESPN Radio app, and of course on ESPN 97.5. .com. All right, take it away, my friend.
Okay, so my friend that I went to high school with, I don't talk to him all that often anymore, but he's on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's clear that, like, his life isn't going the greatest. You know what I mean? Like, he's middling jobs, job to job. He, you know, he's always has a job and he loses it and he's doing something else. I think he's been to jail a couple times. He's a mess. So, his girlfriend from high school, mind you, I graduated high school in 1998. His girlfriend from high school is getting married. And he is super upset about it. And granted, they dated for like 3.5 years.
I mean, how long have they been apart now? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, They were together probably, I mean, it's been probably 15 years.
Since they've been together?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But for some reason, he is very upset by this. And I kind of want it, like, I don't talk to him all that often, but part of me is curious in how this conversation would go. And, like, should I open up a line of communication about it, or should I just kind of watch from afar and see what happens?
All right, this is going to sound like the exact opposite thing you would expect to hear from me, because you know I'm all about people and right. Helping folks out whenever you can. I think I would watch this one from afar.
Okay, it's not what I wanted to hear, but
I know it's not what you wanted to hear. But I think that, and I've had to do this with a couple friends in similar situations. There's nothing good that's going to come out of you reaching out, other than suddenly you become the guy that he comes to for everything. I think it's, you probably should just enjoy it from afar. And if he reaches out to you, great. And
he's definitely not going to reach out to me about it.
Then I think I would leave it alone, man. I know that's the complete opposite of what I usually would tell you. Cause I'm always like, oh man, you got to help dude out. 15 years.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That indicates there's some bigger issues than you probably want to deal with. That's something his therapist needs to deal with.
Have you dealt with any of that? Like when girls you were with, like when they moved on to someone else, were you ever like jealous or upset about it?
No.
You just move on.
No, I mean, I'm pretty good at when it's over, the page is turned.
Okay.
And if we parted on good terms, then
Especially high school.
All the best.
It seems like you almost have to move on from this.
That's the thing. You got to, you know.
What did you?
Was this an Army buddy or was this a high school buddy?
A high school buddy.
Okay, because, you know, Army buddy's a little different because, you know, guys come back messed up from over there.
Well, this guy.
That's a different thing.
He's very PTSD-ish. I mean, I'll say that. You would think that he has PTSD. He acts like that.
Mm.
But I think it's more just mental instability.
Well, I guess because as I've gotten older, it's like once you fold the hand, you don't care how the flop comes. That's how I feel about exes.
Yeah.
And if we parted as friends, then, hey, I wish you all the best, and I'll keep in touch and all. And if we parted on ugly terms, then I don't really give a rat's ass what happens to you.
I think, like, did you have, when you were in high school, did you have a girl that was, like, the one? Like, a girl that you were sure, like, you were going to end up with her down the road someday?
No. I'll be honest with you. I've never really had that.
John, did you have that?
That I fantasized about, but
right.
No, I thought,
oh,
no,
yeah,
right.
We all had that.
Yeah. Okay. Did, like, so you had a girl that you were like, oh yeah, eventually she's going to come around to the fact that I'm the right guy for her.
Yeah, but I was a shy, skinny, 100-pound Asian kid that couldn't, you know, had pimply faced. I was
so
like,
what, it wasn't really going to happen.
Yeah, I was like 5'4".
Okay.
At the time.
And what was she, like a cheerleader or
prom queen? No, nothing like that. It was a classmate.
She was Asian.
A couple of them, but not all of them.
The one though.
No, there was a guy, you know, every year there was the one.
Okay. What about like your senior year? Who was the one?
Senior year. Yeah, she was Asian.
Okay. Yours? Do you know who your senior year, the one? Do you know where she is now? What she's doing?
No.
I never really had a one. There were a few that I thought, yeah, maybe, but I had never planned, to be honest with you. This is how life works out for you when you're 18.
Right.
I had never planned to get married because when my parents got divorced, I essentially had to help raise my brothers from the time I was 13. And I had such a horrible opinion of marriage.
Right.
I was never getting married. So I never really thought of anyone as the one. I just thought of them as, it's good for now.
So my junior year, the girl that I thought was like the one, like my dream girl, I ended up getting her. And then it wasn't as great as I thought it would be, and it just, you know, it would have been hard to live up to expectation. But I moved in the middle of my senior year.
Is this when you were in New Mexico, or you moved to New Mexico?
Yeah, I moved back from New Mexico, and the school I was going to, I think, you know, when you're a new kid, and, you know, you got to think back in high school, I was a fairly good looking kid. I was a pretty funny guy. I was decently intelligent. I was a hot commodity at a school. When you're a new guy.
Oh yeah.
At school.
That's gotta be awesome.
If you're like awkward new guy, it can be very difficult, but if you're just a regular new guy, it can be really, really good for you. Like if you're, you know, for as far as like getting chicks and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So I moved to this new school, and I find this girl that is the one for sure. And like, it didn't ever happen. Like I may have gotten to second base once or twice when she was drunk over the course of our friendship. But it never happened. I mean, I took this girl to like Britney Spears concerts and things like that. I was really reaching. Now she's a doctor and married to a doctor who's super, super handsome. And it's like, yeah, the reason why she wasn't the one for me is because why would she pick me? I kind of want to tell my friend, dude, the reason why this girl's marrying this guy is because your life is a mess. And he seems like he's kind of got it together. You know what I mean? You kind of want her to do well, right?
Well, yeah, if you spent, yeah, if that was, but dude, it's 15 years ago.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Are you even close to the same person you were 15 years ago?
No, I'm not close to very many at all.
Let's say emotionally. I'm talking about
like
you
the
as
girl
a
I was dating.
No, you as a person, 15 years ago.
Oh, not even close.
Well, yeah, me
not even
too.
Close.
Hell, John was still in junior high 15 years ago, or high school, I guess.
No, 15 years ago, I was a freshman.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you weren't even close to getting laid back then.
Oh, hell no.
That was the worst. Like, when I moved to that new school, I was banging pretty much everybody except the one. I couldn't get that. Mm. That wasn't happening. That wasn't to be.
But it is kind of, I don't want to get too detailed here, but it does kind of suck when you got one that you really, really pursue that you think, wow, this is the hottest girl in the school.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hook up and it's disappointing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing was, and I remember, it's so
because you're like, because in your mind, this is, there's going to be bells and there's going to be
trapezes
and gladiators and everything. And then right. It's just kind of like, really? That was it?
But like, see, I'm
glad she was awake.
Here's how it works for me. I think back to that time and like that girl had a boyfriend who was not very good to her. Like he cheated on her. He was just kind of a dick. And I remember thinking, oh, well, eventually she's going to see this guy's no good and she'll come running to me. It's easily, definitely going to happen, you know? And I remember like being so emotionally invested in the fact that this was going to happen. Now I'm a grown-ass man. And if someone was in high school, I would give them the advice of, dude, it's high school. Move on. Get over it. Go find someone else. But I understand how having that high school mentality in high school can make sense.
Well,
but I feel like my friend who's 35 years old, it's a little bit pathetic.
Well, look, we're all emotional wrecks when we're in high school. All of us, right? That's part of the whole puberty process, the whole part of growing up. And man, I'm seeing my son's 17, and he's got emotional swings. Like, and I remember that. We all remember that. That's when you're 17 and 18.
Yeah.
If you're still doing that when you're 35, you need to call a therapist.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a line from 40-Year-Old Virgin. You can't put the meow on a pedestal.
That's
you
true.
Always get disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
But see, we have the advantage of, you know, I tell you guys this. You're kind of getting up there a little bit, too. You've got perspective now. That's what happens. Dare I say wisdom.
With age comes hair loss and wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. And the need to go buy things that give you 4-hour erections, apparently. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Never fails in just kind of catching up on the text. First off, Steven has found an app in China, so he can listen to us from China.
Awesome.
So, good for you, man. Appreciate you listening. And about 40 texts, 38 of them love the segment. And then there's one guy from 832. What are the odds you guys talked about sports for more than 20 minutes this hour? And then
that's going to be cutting
same,
it close.
Yeah, same guy. It's like, talk sports.
20 like, minutes, I can't guarantee you, bro. Let me, but we did 2 hours of sports. Yeah,
let me try to explain. Because I know we have a lot of new people here, right? It's okay. We have a lot of new listeners. Maybe you don't quite know what the show's about yet.
They come and go.
Yeah. Hey, we do sports all the time, especially during football season. We did 2 hours of it. But, could we sit here and break down more and more sports for you that we've already done for 2 hours?
By the way, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. It's Wednesday, man. What?
Wednesday's our one day, well, you know, where we can really kind of go off the rail.
Sometimes on Tuesday.
But even yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the Colts and what's wrong with the Colts. Like, we went pretty in-depth on what happened in one freaking game. We talked about it for an hour.
Yeah. And I know you don't get to listen the whole time. So, you know, you tune in and think, oh, that's all they do is talk about, you know, whether or not he should talk to this guy or bang this or bang that.
Everybody should bang everybody.
Well, not necessarily. But the thing is, no, it's cool.
I needed some life advice from my friend. You know, all right?
We try to help.
He's having a rough go.
Well, yeah. And, you know, that's...
Don't be so insensitive. Don't be a dick.
Get back to sports. Well, no, we're going to talk about what... Here's the thing. We have the choice to talk about what we want to talk about. And, you know, a lot of people responded positively to that, more so than the one negative.
Good.
So, here's the thing. You might not like it. You have options, too. But if we don't want to talk sports for one segment... And yeah,
we don't gotta.
No. That's why I kind of wanted to throw it out there to, hey, whatever you guys want to jump on, now's your time, right?
Yeah.
When did your friend date said girl?
From, I would say, senior year until probably like 2 years after graduation.
Yeah, that's way too long to be.
They
hung
lived
up
together
on somebody
for a while, and I think they like got pregnant and had a miscarriage.
Still, at some point, you have to move on. By the time you're in your 30s, you got to move on. Somebody says, I had that girl in college, best girl in school, hot, smart, etc. I tried for 3 years. Turns out she was into girls the whole time.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Or you turned her into?
I had a friend whose wife left him for another woman. That messed him up for a little bit. Have you ever? I probably should just get off this topic. So, just tuning in. What's the story on Hopkins? Concussion, going through concussion protocol. So, as Bill O'Brien would tell you, he's day to day. It's pretty much all we got on him.
Yeah.
All right, let's grab a phone call. Let's just get back to sports, since you know that's apparently what you want. 832. Jason,
sports.
You're on the Blitz. Go. Jason.
Hey, yes. What are the odds that Ryan Matthews gets a lot more playing time with DeMarco Murray only averaging a half yard a carry and is possibly dealing with a hamstring injury following up the list?
Yeah, DeMarco's beat up. I'm sure you're going to see more of him, although, I mean, so far it seems like they prefer Darren Sproles out there over Ryan Matthews even.
Yeah, if you're talking fantasy, I think I'd prefer I wouldn't use any of them if I had other options, but Sproles would be the guy I would use out of that group because he's at least going to catch some passes, and they seem to be going to him. But I would not touch Murray right now, and I know if you drafted him, you probably drafted him pretty high, but when he was healthy, he was off to one of the worst starts in NFL history in yards per carry. So, I think more than Matthews, I think I would focus on Sproles. That's just me.
Well, I don't know how much I want of that offense right now.
Well, that's the thing. But if you draft, see, that's why I like playing on FanDuel.
Yeah,
I don't have to worry about any of those guys. I could stay away from all of them. But here's an interesting number. Since sports to all of you.
Sports.
Murray had 11 yards on 21 carries through Philadelphia's first two games. That's an average of just over a half yard per carry. Or here's one for you. 1.1 yards per average less than Peyton Manning has in his 18-year NFL career.
It's not good.
11 yards on 21 carries. No player in the past 55 years has had a worse rushing start to the season. This according to USA Today. So
that's not good at all.
In fact, since 1960, which is as far back as the searchable game-to-game box scores go, only 7 players have carried the ball more than 20 times and gained less than 50 yards. You might remember one of them, 2013, Monty Ball.
Oh.
20 carries for 38 yards. 2006, Derek Blaylock of the Jets, 25 carries for 44 yards. Isaac Redman for Pittsburgh in 2012, 23 for 45. Mike Tolbert for San Diego in 2011, 21 for 45. Tyrone Wheatley of the Raiders in 2004, 21 for 47. Here's one you'll remember. Sean Bryson, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
2000, 22 for 47. And another guy you remember, Toby Gerhart.
Oh,
Jacksonville,
boy.
2014, 24 for 50.
And what round did Toby Gerhart get drafted in?
Third, I believe. But no, you know what? I think he was second round.
I think so, too. I think he was second round
because I think he went the same round as Ben Tate did. But
What a terrible
think about this. Monty Ball was the worst. Well, actually, average-wise, Derek Blaylock was 1.76 yards, 25 carries, 44 yards. Murray's averaging one-third of that.
Man.
One-third of 1.76 yards per carry.
Yeah.
713-780 ESPN.
TJ, what are the odds Foster has more yards than Murray through week 5?
Ooh.
Oh. Hmm. For shame if that comes to be.
Gerhart went 51st overall, second round.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's terrible. Don't ever take a white running back that high. Like, after 1980,
you never take – honestly, there's very few running backs you should take that high period anymore, but you can't take a white one.
Ugh.
That's a fail. 409 says, I got the one my sophomore year 35 years ago. She's still the one, and we had our 28th anniversary last month. Congratulations,
good
man.
Good for you guys.
I really appreciate people who – have had long relationships and healthy relationships.
Dude, I find it hard to believe that relationships that start out in high school can develop into adult relationships. Because like we said, you change so much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're able to do it, then kudos to you, man.
And I think, and this is one of those things, I probably never should have gotten married either the first 2.5 times. But
you were horny.
Well, I didn't have to. But you know what? I got great kids out of it, so those are some of the best things that have ever happened to me.
I mean, you didn't have to get married this time.
No, I didn't, but at least this time, I kind of am who I'm going to be.
Right.
And so she. And it's like, okay, nothing mattered before. And you know, you learn to that, okay, this is who I am. You're either going to live with it or not. It's not like she's trying to change me or anything. And I don't really see myself changing too much for whatever's left of my life.
Yeah.
So, because I'm pretty well settled. I like who I am. I love what I'm doing. And, you know, like to drink beer and good beer. Like to have fun in life. All right.
Quick I hate break. Fun.
Yeah, right.
I don't need it.
Oh, man. Fun is the best thing to have. That's what Arthur said. The first Arthur, not the Russell Brand one. I tend to agree with him. All right. It'll be interesting to see what kind of person Jong is in 20 years if he turns into a cranky old Asian guy who won't have anything to do with white people.
Monkey!
Exactly.
Chain smoking at a blackjack table.
Exactly. Glaring at every white person that comes to the blackjack table.
Yelling at me for hitting on 15. But yelling in a language that I don't understand.
Exactly. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we are back on the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. I hope you're having a great one. Hope you're getting excited that the weekend's not that far away. It's 713-780. ESPN is your number on What Are the Odds Wednesday. I think for the first time this year, I watched the hot dog eating contest on the 4th.
Yeah.
I never really paid attention to it. And then, of course, I made fun of the guy who was acting like it was wrestling, the MC. But I think the big deal is this Kobayashi guy is never there anymore. Of course, Joey Chestnut lost. Or whatever Chestnut. I get them all. Kenny Chestnut, whichever.
I think it's Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I get them confused. One of them's a country singer. I know it's Kenny Chesney. Stop before you start. Before you start your text, Kenny Chesney's great, man. I saw him at BBVA, and he brought tears to my eyes. And my wife and I have been married for 25 years, and we love each other because of him. Anyway, Kobayashi, apparently Cubs fan.
Okay.
So, in order to get rid of the curse of the Billy Goat, which, again, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Okay. In order to get rid of it, a bunch of other competitive eaters, L.A. Beast. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No.
And they decided that they were going to, in 12 minutes, four of them, eat 40 pounds of goat.
That's a lot of goat.
They did cook at first.
Well, obviously.
But, yes, they ate 40 pounds of goat, and the idea was to get rid of the curse of the goat. Now, I don't know if it's going to work, but that's a lot of goat, man. For four guys in 12 minutes, maybe that's a food challenge you need to do. You need to eat a pound of goat in 10 minutes.
A pound I could do easily.
In 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
1 pound?
Two pounds then. How about two?
Two in 10 minutes, there's stress is involved in that.
Yeah, well, we got to make it stressful. Plus, I don't want to make it easy on
you. Is the goat going to taste good?
Well, I don't know. I don't cook goat.
I really like lamb, but
I don't know if I've ever eaten goat.
No, I did because I lived amongst the Native Americans in New Mexico. Goat was
a big thing
there. Oh, yeah.
Jong, is that a big thing in the Asian community?
No.
What is? What's different? What would be something that you'd say, okay, yeah, we'll eat this?
Let's see.
If you say dog.
Blood sausage.
Okay,
blood sausage. It's huge in Korea. And
you don't mess with it?
I don't like it. I'm not a big fan. It took me a very long time for me to come around to cow tongue.
Yeah.
And and the reason why I like it now is because my friend offered cow tongue to me without telling me it was cow tongue. But it's just very, very lean meat. It cooks real fast. I mean, it slices. They're really thinly sliced pieces of meat. But no, I don't like to eat weird stuff. Blood sausage it just tastes like iron.
But those are things that sound like they would be awful. Blood sausage. That doesn't sound like something you'd want to eat, right?
No, people love it though.
I know, but name it something that.
Oh, we also on the streets in Korea, they like to sell mealworms. And they eat those too. So,
anything called worm, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah.
See, what you do is you take something disgusting like that and give it kind of a cool name like poutine, and I'll try it. That's what I would suggest. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Joe, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
So, guys, what are the odds that Rich Smith gets fired before Bill O'Brien?
Well, if one of them gets fired, I'd got to say Rick Smith goes first.
I would
first.
Think so, too.
I would say 70-30, although I don't know what kind of naked pictures he has of people. Who knows? I think he – at some point, he's got to be responsible for some of these decisions. And I want to break it down again because we've gone through ad infinitum, all the good decisions, bad decisions, and whether or not that adds up to plus or minus. I think it adds up to mediocre.
Yeah,
there have been some great decisions, and there have been some really lousy ones. But at some point, the failure to address quarterback in 8 years is – that's one that you've got to – and I guess technically they did when they traded two picks for Matt Schaub. And that worked for a while, but
– but even then, that's not much of an investment.
No, but – they invested in him.
The check they wrote was the investment.
But I would think unless – this year just goes completely off the rails. I think O'Brien gets another year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a 6-10 season, he probably gets one more year. Well, and I don't know. The interesting thing will be how patient is McNair willing to be at this stage when being patient with Kubiak didn't work? And, we've seen.
If the Kubiak experiment kind of changed the way he handles coaches?
Yeah, because we see this all the time, man. You always react to what you had before. So, okay, I was patient with Gary Kubiak. I sat here and waited and waited and waited. Nothing happened. We sneak into the playoffs a couple times, win a playoff game, and I think, oh, we're there, and then we collapse. Well, okay. With O'Brien, do you say, well, we were 9-7 his first year. I know they fell 6-10. Do we give him another one? I think we should. Or do you say, hey, man, I'm not being patient this time. I can't afford 6-10 seasons.
Yeah.
So a lot depends on what happens here, but I don't think that you're going to – I mean, I think I would say Rick Smith should be on the hot seat, but I don't know if he is. All right. Got to tell you about our giveaways that we're doing for Moron of the Week, which is coming up in a few minutes. And I'll give you the numbers to call in just a second. But here's what we're going to give away. Three of you are going to get to play. You've got to hold on through the break. Here's gift number one. See, the stars of UFC as the Octagon makes its way back to Texas. Saturday, October 3rd, UFC 192 features light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier and international superstar Alexander Gustafsson. Also see Sugar Rashad Evans face off against Ryan Bader and Johnny Hendricks combat Tyron Woodley. Tickets go on sale this Friday, they do not go on sale Friday, July 31st. Why do you keep giving me this?
They did go on sale Friday, July 31st.
They've been on sale, but we have them to give to you. Get yours at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. I don't know how many of those are left, but it's got to be getting close to sold out at this point. So go check it out. Or two tickets to see the Dynamo take on the Colorado Rapids Saturday, September 26th. Kickoff is at 7:30 at BBVA Cup of Stadium. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. So I'm going to give three caller numbers. You're going to have to hold on through the break. You're each going to get a moron. Whoever gets moron of the week, you get first choice. You can choose either the UFC tickets or the Colorado tickets, Dynamo Colorado. Whoever's second gets the other one. Whoever's third, to make AJ happy, you get nothing.
Nothing. You're a loser.
So callers 15, 16, and 17, and you got to hold on through the break, and we'll play more on of the week.
All right, guys. Aubrey Theodi with us on the line. Aubrey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
You broke your streak.
I forgot to mention, at the UFC, you're going to get an extra treat because we have a local – young kid I introduced you guys to on the radio. I did an interview, Sage Norcutt. I've been helping train him since he was 9 years old.
I'm very familiar
with
him.
First UFC fight. He should be one of our local favorites, friends. I mean, this kid is polite, good-looking. He's yes, sir, no, sir. He is a great example of a young Texan. You know, he's going to be such a great representative for our state.
Yeah, he's the first fight of the night on at the UFC 192.
And he signed a contract for 5 fights, so we get to cheer for a Texan in the next 5 UFCs, you know? So it's really a blessing. And when you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, you know what? I should give away some signed things from Sage, but we'll do it when he gets more famous. But we'll start giving away a few extra. And if y'all need an interview with him, I'll get him a little air with you guys. We're real close friends. So I think you'd really enjoy spending a few minutes with him.
It sounds good, man.
Okay, dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE, the most amazing cleaning process in the world. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. We've got a giant machine. We're constantly updating, building those machines better. We will start in the very worst area. If you don't love what you see, you won't pay. So let us do your tile. Let us do your grout. Let us do your oriental rug. Let us do your air duct. Let us do a repair for you. When you dial 281-347-8373, 281-DIRT-FREE with 1E, 3 freebies, guys, 3. A free family 4-pack to the Renaissance Festival, a free room of carpet cleaning, and a $100 free speed dry. All you got to do is be one of the first 15 callers, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373, dirtfreecarpet.com, 3 freebies with any purchase. Who in the world gives away $200 worth of free stuff on a $100-some-odd job?
Just you, Aubrey. Just you, my man. That's dirt-free cleaning. Appreciate you taking some time for us, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
And we are back on the Blitz, playing the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday Daily Fantasy Game, and you could win $100. Join us Thursday for happy hour from 5 until 7 at Christian's Tailgate, White Oak location. The top point score wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link from our resident fantasy expert. That's Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew at Christian's Tailgate White Oak, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. And speaking of Jason Braddock, Hustletown with Craig Shelton and
Jason Braddock
comes up at 7 o'clock right after us, two of my favorite guys. So if you haven't had a chance to hear that show, well, now's your chance. It's very entertaining. So stay tuned and listen to those guys. All right, here's how this works. We are going to play Moron of the Week. And very simple. We have 3 morons. There are 3 of you on the line. One of you wins and gets first choice. One of you gets second choice. One of you gets nothing. All depends on how things play out here. Anyway, caller number 15 is Jake. So, Jake, you get moron number 1. Kevin gets moron number 2. Stefan gets moron number 3. Easy enough?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Moron number 1. We're going to call this one Never Gets Old. Where a Costco shopper got arrested. Apparently, he was getting some free Nutella samples.
Okay. You like that Nutella?
No, I've never used it.
Oh, okay.
So,
have you ever tried it?
No.
Oh.
But anyway.
Not bad.
All right, I will try it.
Good peanut butter alternative.
24-year-old Derek Garabigi was charged Tuesday with a single count of elder abuse for allegedly slugging a 78-year-old man in the face over Nutella samples at a Costco. According to Burbank police,
seems a little harsh.
Yeah, the 78-year-old man was reaching for a free Nutella waffle sample. At the same time, Garabigi was grabbing multiple samples from the same table. Police said the man
only
told...
Only one per customer,
yeah,
guys.
And that's what the old man said, right? You know how he responded? Punched him in the face.
Oh, he said you can only take one?
Yeah, he said, don't take so many, young man. Dude punched him.
Dude.
And so they found the man suffering from a significant laceration above his left eye and swelling around the same area of his face. He was treated at a local hospital and released. Garabigi was jailed in lieu of $50,000 bail, charged with a single count of elder abuse along with special allegation of inflicting great bodily injury on someone more than 70 years old. Wouldn't that be the same as elder abuse? He could face up to 11 years in prison for fighting over Nutella samples.
Jeez.
That's moron number 1.
Hope it was worth it, buddy.
Yeah. Moron number 2.
Nutella is good, but you could just buy the whole thing and you could take that Nutella home with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there's no one to fight over.
And you don't go to prison for 11
years.
Yeah. Well, this one's playing for Kevin. It's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're living here in Allentown. A man was arrested charged with robbing 10 gas stations, convenience, and beer stores in eastern Pennsylvania. He's been sentenced to at least 60 years in prison. 34-year-old Stephen Felton, however, said, hey, it wasn't me. It was my evil twin. That was his defense, basically, that an evil twin committed all these crimes. And needless to say, the jury did not buy it, and he got 60 years. All of which occurred in the fall of 2012. Most of the heists were caught on video, which clearly showed his face. Didn't even bother covering his face, right? So, because his face was on there, that was my evil twin. So that's moron number two. Moron number three, playing for Stefan, is PETA. PETA's at it again. Have you heard of the monkey who's taken the now famous selfie photographs?
No.
Well, there's a monkey, apparently, that is, has taken alleged selfies, which a photographer set it up, right?
Okay.
Well, guess what PETA's done? They filed suit in San Francisco. They're seeking a court order allowing PETA to administer all proceeds from the photos for the benefit of the monkey. Basically, the photos were taken during a 2011 trip by a British nature photographer named David Slater, and he published a book called Wildlife Personalities that include the monkey selfies. It became very famous. PETA is suing, saying the images belong to the monkey.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He said the photos have been widely distributed. They've become very popular. And, of course, now Slater's he's suing some of those outlets for using the photos without copyright, but they say the copyright belongs to the monkey.
Did the monkey file the copyright?
No, PETA filed it for him.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, moron number one, dude who...
Nutella puncher.
Moron number two, the evil twin. That one's playing for Kevin. And moron number three is PETA. Filing suit for a monkey to get its own rights. That one goes to Stefan. Gentlemen.
For me, number one is the winner. John, what do you feel?
Yeah, that story's a little nuts.
See what you did there.
It's hazelnuts. Number two and three are close for me. I'll let John decide the runner-up.
I'll go with number two.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I don't like PETA, but to say that your evil twin robbed the gas station is a little weird and unbelievable.
Especially when your face is all over the place. All right, so Jake, first choice. Kevin, second choice. Thank you guys for playing. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hustletown up next. Check those guys out. Good friends, Craig Shelton, Jason Braddock.
Good show they do.
Yeah, it is. Great job by John Lee. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Give myself a pretty solid D-plus today.
Oh, goats are big in Korea, by the way. My friend texted me.
Oh, cool. You're a goat eater then. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN. 97.5.